Bill Gates backdoor e-bangs Ukraine war drum while rivals say curb tax and immigration. By Peter Catalon, July 17, 2022. The Bill Gates-backed frontrunner for Conservative Party leader and Prime Minister has focused on banging the war drum on Ukraine, despite her rivals instead promising immigration and tax cuts. Penny Mordaunt, frontrunner in the race to become Britain's next Prime Minister, has decided to use a guest comment article to push for further support for Ukrainian war efforts against Russia. This is despite the fact that other rivals used similar articles to promise tax cuts and curbs on immigration for Britons at home, many of whom are beginning to struggle financially due to the ongoing cost of living crisis, which has been exacerbated by the Russo-Ukrainian war and associated sanctions clash with Moscow. In a comment article published in The Telegraph on Saturday evening, Mordaunt said that supporting Ukraine in the ongoing conflict is the right thing to do. Touting her brief stint as defense secretary, she lost the post after less than 3 months, as giving her perspective on how the world has become a more dangerous place over the last decade. The Tory leader candidate, who wrote a book that received a fawning forward from infamous tech billionaire Bill Gates and praise from Tony Blair, also took the opportunity to brag about taking one refugee into her own private property. "Like thousands of others, I have welcomed a Ukrainian refugee into my own home in recent months," Mordaunt said. "For me, a steadfast and unwavering commitment isn't just political, it is also personal." Mordaunt's approach to wooing the Conservative Party membership is strikingly dissimilar to the approach of other candidates, who have largely seemed to stick with promising policies that directly benefit Britons, rather than making pledges on foreign conflicts. For example, in a sister article published by The Telegraph last night, fellow frontrunner Rishi Sunak promised that he would use his leadership to maximize the benefits of Brexit, saying that more needed to be done to capitalize on the benefits of leaving the EU. "My ambition is that the UK should become by far the richest country in Europe within the next 15 years," Sunak wrote. "We must seize the opportunities that Brexit gave us and cut back laws and regulation that are getting in the way." Meanwhile, fellow contender Kemi Badenoch used her article in the paper to promise curbs on immigration, saying that problems to do with demand as well as supply needed to be dealt with in order to help Britain out of its housing crisis. People, rightly, recognize that building more homes while doing nothing to bring immigration down is like running up the down escalator, she wrote, while also emphasizing the need to cut taxes. To make matters worse for Mordaunt, while she had insisted that she had never supported radical pro-transgenderism policies allowing individuals to self-identify as the opposite sex, leaked documents allegedly seen by The Times reportedly seem to contradict that claim. According to the British newspaper of record, documents penned by civil servants reportedly show the candidate supporting the removal of at least one medical assessment that would otherwise be required for individuals to change their legal sex. It also notes that the Conservative government as a whole only abandoned its support for self-ID after Mordaunt left the ministerial position responsible for the policy in 2020. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.